News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Aww, it's Carl's birthday!
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's August the 5th.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. 7:06 in the morning. The phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.
You were her firstborn.
I was her firstborn. That's right. And you know what? I don't think the family was ever the same after that.
Did you have siblings?
I have. I have a younger sister whom I'm just proud of and
didn't
love,
learn her lesson the first time?
Loved the people. Well, no, they wanted to see if they could do better.
Was she the favorite?
I've always been the favorite. Come on. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bad Bob DeLonghi. So,
the phones are going to be a little crazy, so I thought we'd get this first call out of the way first. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning. This is the birthday fairy. Emphasis on birthday. We want to wish you a happy birthday and take you decades back when your father yelled, "Can you put him back? Oh, my God, can you put it back?" And of course, the rest is history. And we decided all our birthday people would make you rain on your parade today. So happy birthday, Carl.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You have a good birthday day.
Okay.
That's a great birthday.
From the birthday fairy. Okay.
And he has a surprise. We'll talk about it tomorrow, of course, on the air. But he's got a surprise. He has no idea. And I'm going to tell you all about it. It's
You can tell about it now?
Nope, but it'll be fun to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
We also have Cameron.
Exactly. I wanted to say the weather's currently 67 degrees. If you're just tuning in, you're going to have a blast this morning on the air. We have scattered showers today with our temperatures reaching around 81 and 68 tonight. And let's go to the phones right now. We have Cameron Middleton with our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Markets are actually down this morning a bit as investors focus on economic data and another batch of profit tallies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 78 points to 16,491. The NASDAQ down 26 points to 43,57. And the S&P 500 is down 11 points to 1927. Oil's down 34 cents a barrel to 97.95, while gold is down $2.84 an ounce to 12.85. And silver's down 24 cents an ounce to 1992. The 10-year Treasury is holding steady at 2.50%, and tech stocks are the most active this morning, with Groupon down 10 cents to 6.91, Apple down a dollar to 94.55, and Microsoft down 40 cents to 42.94. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Cameron, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906. You know, with all the things going on Wall Street and the world, you need to be checking on your investments all the time. And why not have your Wells Fargo advisors help you with this, assist you with this, help you make that plan that gets you to financial freedom, that gets you to financial security, not only you, but your children and your entire family. All of this from our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and then stop on by their offices at Park Marina Drive. All right. Good morning, everybody. And big things happening. The first thing, of course, is the tax, the enhanced tax, or for the safety tax, as it's called, was passed 5-0 yesterday by the city council. They changed it from a half cent down to a quarter cent. And it's not, but the you know, I guess you can say the proof's in the pudding. You know, people want to make our city safer, of course. That's why you had so many people in the meeting last week. You know, I was told, in fact, yesterday from people that were out there that not only were there 750 people in there, 200 other people just standing outside in the walkway They said they turned away hundreds. So they're thinking there was closer to 2,000 people showed up there. So people are concerned about crime. Is raising is a new tax the way to do it, though? I've talked to Missy MacArthur. I said, Missy, okay, you know, you're going to put it on the ballot, and this is up to the people, and it's going to be tough anyway, two-thirds. But here's the thing is, what's the plan on how to spend the money? Is the money going to go to hire more policemen? Is it going to go, is it going to go to a large proportion going to go to like raises, you know, healthcare things? You know, is this where the money's going to go? So we have, don't put people on the street. We talk about electronic devices. We know where they're at. Well, so what? So what if you know where they're at if you don't have a place to put them? Well, we're going to move some people out of the jail. Okay, that's a good idea, except Tom Basenko has said on many occasions, it's not the ones he's got in there because he's moved out. He said at the meeting the other night, he can move out like a third of the people that he's got in the jail. That's all. What he needs is the room to house 250 to 300 ones. They arrest, hold them, take them to court, and put them away. So, in other words, we need a spot to incarcerate 300 people. Is any of that money going to go there? So these are all big questions. This is a big question that's going to be coming in November, too.
Well, and then last night you went to the Tea Party and discussed about the Turtle Bay Hotel.
Talked about the sale of the land. You know what? I did not realize the depth of anger. Or I'm not sure if it's anger or distrust that people have for
McConnell.
For the McConnell Foundation. And I don't understand it. You know, we've only lived here
since 2007.
Yeah. But I haven't, you know, and some people said, I said, one lady said last night, why are people so angry at the McConnell Foundation? You know, and every time that if it was said once, it was said 100 times, the McConnell Foundation is not building the hotel. It's Turtle Bay's building the hotel. And they're saying, but you're tied together and you're going to, you know, I mean, the whole thing is based on a conspiracy type theory, I think, but I'm not sure. But I tell you what, Tom Corrado and Red Smith, who were taking the anti-sale of land, did a magnificent job. And as did, you know, I mean, but people were there and they were interested about it. So anyway.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bill and Sandy. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Carl Boss. Happy birthday to you.
This is Bill, the guy who got you the white bow tie that you are going to
have to
learn how to tie it correctly. In fact, maybe you have to go down to his room and say, hey, buddy, can you tie my tie? But they're going to be with us on the crew. You guys are a blast, by the way, Bill and Sandy Mastin. We really appreciate all that you do for our community, too.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We want Carl to have a wonderful birthday today.
Well, thank you very much, and I sure appreciate the birthday wishes. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Ruth Angel just sent, look at what Ruth sent on the chat room. I don't know how'd she do that, but it was.
She did notes and then happy birthday.
Well, oh, she's singing in there with the notes in the on the chat
room.
Oh,
cool.
Thank you so much, Angel. Thank you so much. Hey, it's a great day today. It's going to be a lot happening, a lot of stuff going on. The fires. Do we have an update at all on the fires? Bob, that you can give us, let's take a break when we come back. Okay.
And see what's going on.
Big thing though is, you know, the public safety. James Brady, former press secretary to Ronald Reagan, died. 73 years old. He was the one that was wounded, severely wounded in the attack on President Reagan when President Reagan was shot. James Brady was shot in the head. He lived, but it changed his life and his family's life forever. And he became the face and sometimes the voice of the gun control movement. And the, you know, the Brady Bill and several others, and to the end fought for more control on guns. But you know, he was remembered also as being somebody of great humor and somebody the president just loved, and President Reagan just loved. And so our hearts go out to his family today. Let's take a quick break. Oh, there's other great people that are having birthdays today too. By the way,
hey, Boyce Muse.
Boyce Muse. Hey,
happy birthday,
out. Rick Bassetti.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to them. Boyce, you know, I saw Boyce yesterday, and he's a great guy. Now, you talk about somebody who does a lot for the community. Boyce Muse does. Of course, Rick is the mayor of the town and coach of the Colt 45s. I'm not sure which order that's in, but the 45 season, by the way, my friends, is over this week, this Sunday. Here's your chance to go to the games. Linda and I are heading down there Thursday night at least. They've got a lot of stuff going on. They're going to be pouring great wine. And we're going to give away some wine Thursday. Can we give away wine?
On the air?
On the air.
It's not television.
I would have to look.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll give away a coupon for a bottle of wine. It just happens to, you know, you can hear. Here's the coupon. And
we'll
go
give
back,
you a note.
We'll go back to the back room. We'll give it to you.
I owe you.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot. You know what? The a birthday, you know, is, I didn't even think about it. I just got people all lined up here, you know, and they're probably going to have important things to say. And
people are calling in.
Yeah, but I'm just, I don't care. It's my birthday. We'll be right back.
47 deadbeats living in the back street, north, east, west, south, all in the same house. Sitting in the back room, waiting for the big boom. I'm in the bedroom, waiting for my baby. She's so mean, I don't care. I love her eyes and her wild, wild hair. Dance to the beat that we like best. Heading for the 90s, living in the wild, wild west.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:20 in the morning, August the 5th, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Joe. Now, Bob, do you have a quick update?
Yeah, real quick. These numbers are from last night at about 6:30. There'll be an update this morning at 8:30. That's when they do the two daily updates. Quickly down in the Klamath, the July complex, 5,000 acres, no containment. Over in the Mendocino, the lodge complex, 3,400 acres. Closer to home, over in Lassen, the day fires at 13,000 acres with 47% containment. The Bald Fire is the big show right now, of course, also on the Lassen. Almost 40,000 acres and 20% containment. The cooler weather is going to give firefighters a chance to get a handle on this, but of course, along with the cooler weather is coming more lightning. Fire weather watches are in effect today. We are out of the red flag situation, but we do have fire weather watches. More thunderstorms on the way, and generally not a good fire situation.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The finest selection of estate jewelry, plus all the other things that they have down there, all diamonds and watches and brooches, and they've got everything. Trust me, if Linda goes down there and shops for jewelry, it's first class. Four Winds Jewelry, give them a call, 222-2750, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, let's go to the phones. And Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Remember, you asked me last night to phone in this morning.
I did. So we have 30 seconds. So good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Happy birthday. That was a great point. Thank you very much, Charles. I appreciate that.
Good point about California Labor Code Section 1720, yeah. Paragraph B, subparagraph 4.
Yeah, it's that one, and we all just stared at you when you said it, because then you said it again. Here, the big thing is Charles. You know what I appreciate so much.
I did my own homework.
Yeah, what I appreciate about Charles is this: Charles shows up at every meeting. He's well informed. He researches the facts, and then later on, he writes about it. Unfortunately, he writes in Russian, so it's harder to read.
Well, translate.google.ru is an indispensable resource, because you can translate complete sentences at a time.
Okay. All right, Charles. Hey, Charles, thank you so much for being a part of our community, man.
When you have time, read that email that I sent you.
It's Russian. Okay, I'll go to...
It's the one about the one I sent you last night.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I started.
It has a bilingual subject line, but... It's the rest of it is in English. It's about the
meeting last
Turtle
night.
Bay matter.
Oh, true.
Also, there's an update about in there about what happened at the city council meeting yesterday.
Great. Okay, Charles. Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you soon. All right.
Bye.
Great, Charles. How wonderful.
All right.
And just what everybody wants to do is translate in Russian. I really mean that. Of course, we have our guest with us today. But first, let's go to another caller,
Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Do you have something to say?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood out here. I just wanted to wish Carl Bott happy birthday. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought that after the last 10 years, they started going the other way, but he apparently just keeps going forward. I don't get it. Happy
Dave,
birthday, Carl.
Thank you so much, Dave. You know what? You take care of yourself, buddy.
I love
you.
That.
Have a good one, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, going back to Cameron.
Okay. Cameron Gamble is
Cameron
our guest.
Gamble, and now let's get on a serious note. We'll hold all our calls till 7:30. Cameron, your last, one of the events that you were doing about what would happen if you were held hostage, and the fact that you had followed, not the girl didn't know, but you had professionals that followed her from her, I guess, tweeting or texting or something, or sending pictures on Facebook. And then when she came to the meeting, the guy sat next to her, and she didn't know this entire time she was stalked. It's a story we like to tell. It's a visual. I think I only have met you briefly, 10-minute increments throughout the last 2 or 3 years, but it's something that has stayed with me. Also in your program, you taught if somebody got was kidnapped and thrown in a trunk, how do you get out? Understand that that program is extremely successful. What do you have to add to that?
Well, what we've added.
What we need to do is turn on his microphone. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, what you've added?
Yeah, what we've added over the last couple of years, we've seen a language change in the way that I've been presenting the program, to where it really, before it was, it was very good in the sense that it raised awareness. But now it's raising awareness, and it's also equipping the people with what I would say is it's putting the responsibility of their safety back on them even more than it did before. And, you know, we're still going after target audiences of young girls going away to college, missionaries going overseas. But the way it's morphed is, I guess the program has been much more successful in that we're not just seeing young girls who are no longer tweeting and Facebooking. We're seeing people who have come into the program with actual trauma that's happened in their life, whether they've been raped, whether they've been abused. And as a result of that, their willingness to come to the program and be a part of it, we can design the scenarios we run, especially when we do the hostage-type scenarios. We can run scenarios that actually test how they would handle that situation again. And what we're seeing is people are actually having success in resisting the thing that they fell victim to.
Really?
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden it throws them into this, oh, I can overcome this. I'm not a victim of rape. I'm not a victim of being held at gunpoint. I'm actually in control here, much more than this person would ever allow me to think I am. And so that's the shift we're seeing in the way we're presenting the material now, the way we're teaching it. It's giving these people so much more tools to handle not just things to come, but things that they've overcome.
You know, one of the things that we're talking about, Project Taken, and that that is so important what you're doing, but you've branched out well beyond that now. We talked yesterday. You are literally teaching our servicemen and women, in this case the Marine Corps, classes on sexual assault, alcohol abuse, and also domestic violence. A very successful series here too. And why is the Marine Corps interested in this?
Well, the Marine Corps is interested, especially in the sexual assault topic, because
read the headlines.
Read the headlines. And you know, it's the number one killer of a Marine's career right now. And the Marine Corps takes such a vested interest in it because when you have a young Marine, say he's been in for 5 years, as you know, Carl, that Marine could potentially be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So now not only are we dealing with victim advocacy and spending thousands of dollars on or tens of thousands of dollars on a victim who has to overcome what the Marine did, but now we're having to kick out this guy, and we've wasted all of our resources and
in some cases you lose two people.
For sure.
And your program, of course, is to bring the awareness to what actually sexual assault is. I mean, there's some people who still don't understand it.
Yeah, it's to bring awareness.
Is that weird to you when you see that? It's like, that's assault?
Yeah. They don't understand it because they justify it. You know, they can justify their behavior. Well, this is what all Marines do when they go out to the bars. You know, they fraternize with the women and
get drunk.
And the alcohol is obviously a huge fueling factor for, especially in the Marine Corps, with sexual assaults, because it gets to the point that neither one of them can remember saying yes or no. And now you have a rape case.
Wow. Oh. And with all the emphasis put on it, it takes a pretty courageous commander to stand up and say, let's find out what happened here, as opposed to just, you know, let's go to court.
Definitely. And what the program that I've put together for the Marines looks like, it's not going after the victims and teaching them. I mean, we do touch on the things, hey, this could potentially put you in a difficult situation.
Yeah. If you get drunk and you lose your senses, lose control, what's happening there because of your drinking, I mean, it never, ever, 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 ever excuses sexual assault.
Definitely.
But it puts you in a position where it can happen.
Yeah, and so they take risks when they go out to the bars. But it's really going after the I don't want to just say men, because it's not just the men, but that has been our primary focus, is the young men in the Marine Corps who are getting in trouble with this. And it's going after, how do I prevent this? And it's not just a matter of staying away from the bars. It's a matter of my morals as a Marine, as a human being. How do I want the world to view me? And you know, the Marines, they're the defenders of the weak, yet they're out there preying on the weak.
In some cases.
And so it's going after that and saying, you guys have been bystanders in a lot of this. You've watched your buddies do it. And now you're responsible for their career being ended as well. And you can become the advocate.
You know, and the thing is that it's, you know, it's the buddy system. If you're in combat, you take care of your buddy. Well, just because you're off the combat, you know, off the lines, doesn't mean you still don't take care of your buddy. And if you see him getting drunk and you see him things like this happening, is that you got to take care of each other out there. And part of the way is this. I mean, you can Why watch him go down the tubes when you can say something or stand in there and stand up and say there's something wrong?
You know, and this program, the neat thing about it as well is for so long these guys have just been beaten over the head with don't, and mm-hmm. and they've been told, hey, this is, you know, here are the consequences. What we're doing, the approach we're taking is, you guys are powerful. You guys are the Marines. Who else signs up for what you do? There's something to that. So let's pull that out of you and say, hey, here's the standard in which you're supposed to uphold, and just kind of speaking life into them that way.
Well, yeah, if you uphold a physical standard, a grooming standard, standards on how we do things, this should also be in it. And that's a good way to approach it, Cameron. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, it's your talk radio station. Today, August the 5th, 67 degrees out there, going up into the 90s. It's 7:31. We'll be right back.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H. Fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With the $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani, what about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head?
Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh.
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit maryspizzashack.com.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 68 degrees. We have temperatures around 81, scattered showers today. Scattered showers tonight. Ooh, 30% chance. With 68 degrees, looks like we we've got a hot day on Thursday with 97. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, welcome back. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. E-cigs of all makes, models, and flavors. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley doing a lot for our community. Okay, our guest is Cameron Gamble, who is the founder of Project Taking, but now he's branching out into other areas. And do you feel free to talk about your conversation last night, or is this something you want to just kind of, you know, with the with the police or yesterday?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, why don't you talk about this? We got like about 8 minutes left, so talk to us about that.
You bet. I had a meeting with Captain Roger Moore and Chief Politti yesterday, just talking about what can I do with my skill sets, my background, for the city of Reading. And you know, we came, my wife and I and our children moved back to Reading for the purpose of wanting to bring what I had learned out in the world back home. And it's been tough. It's been a very difficult road. A lot of times what we find is the general public saying, well, we really don't have a problem. Most of your listeners would all admit that we do, but the rest of them just, we don't really have a problem here in Reading. And I think the chief has found that that's been a very difficult thing as well.
Where do they live? I don't know of a person, really, that we touch
who said that
says we don't have a problem.
Well, when I say that, now we don't, because now everyone is in tune and everyone's showing up at the meetings. But over the, since 2011.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah, it's been,
I got it
it's
now.
Been a long road to hoe.
It has been. And the chief and the sheriff have been saying, and the district attorney, too, been saying for months, the system's broken. The system's broken. And frankly, it's true. It is broken. That's why we're having all this all these problems. And the solution, there is a solution. The editorial today said it's got to come from Kurt Starman to tie all this stuff together, you know, that for the city and all the different programs they have. And they're right. He's the city manager, and he's, you know, that's where it's all coming from. And Kurt needs to come up with a program. But also the county needs to weigh in on this, because the county's been sitting there as long as anybody has. And we have different groups of people that are that we pay to do a job. And the community police cooperation, community cooperation police, something like that. So there needs to be plans, but it's got to be an all-encompassing plan. It can't just be one thing or two things. And that's the part you're bringing in, that other part you're bringing in, right?
Definitely. And what we're bringing in is educating the people, putting the responsibility back on them, back on parents. You know, get your kids educated.
Yeah.
The chief brought up a great point yesterday. He says, you know, we teach our kids from 0 to 18, don't stick your finger in the light socket. Don't swing from the roof. You know, don't climb on ladders. And once they're beyond that, we're kind of letting them just figure out the world on their own. But I think we can do an even better job 0 to 18 of teaching them, hey, you see this individual right here? I mean, actually putting in their face what a sexual predator looks like. Not the graphic details of it, but we have the resources on the internet to say,
sure,
this person lives in your school because of
lives California, on your street.
Lives in your street or lives in your school zone. If yeah. you see this person, here's what you do. And being able to go into the schools in Shasta County and educate the children. I mean, what a powerful tool to have kids identifying threats.
And identifying them to their parents, because their parents are oblivious to it too. Okay.
For sure.
Hey, I think we're going to change the subject here just a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sandy.
Hey, how you doing? Happy birthday, big brother.
You know, thank you, little sister. Even though that my little sister gives me a lot of advice.
Calling from
good.
Tennessee.
Hey, how are you doing today, hon?
It's a beautiful day in Chattanooga.
What's the humidity?
I'm not very humid.
Do you have something to say?
I just said happy birthday, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, you know what? Next week.
We're going to make
a
memories.
From, you know what? It's going to be a week from tomorrow.
We make memories. No, week from today.
We're leaving, but we don't see them for
yeah.
a week tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We're going to make big old fat memories, aren't we, that'll last with us forever. And you guys are going to get the chance to walk the Normandy beaches where your father landed on D-Day.
That's right. And if he had landed there in the morning, we probably wouldn't be there to walk it in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's true. You know, honey, thanks a lot for giving me a call, and can't wait to see you.
All right, now you're 2 years older than I am, so you're what, 45, 46 now?
45. I'm 45 today.
And 45, so that would make me 43.
43. You're 43. I'm 45. You know what? It's true.
That's true. Okay. Well, happy birthday and have a great day.
Well, right. Thank you. We love you. I love you.
All right.
See you
love
soon,
you
hon.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My sister.
You know, and when you think
She's
back
the
on
the brilliant
your,
one in the family.
When you go back into your childhood, and I know my childhood, I think about, you know, just living my life very openly, traveling to the Far East, just getting in a taxi cab, Africa. I just went all over the world by myself. And I'd walk the streets, you know, at 2 o'clock, just, you know, leaving clubs and, you know, and I was entertaining over in Hong Kong, but I never felt danger. I've always kind of developed my own sense of with the people, even in a walking by me in a grocery store, that they are not a good I don't know how to explain that. But still, I could have been chopped, hacked up, and thrown into the river, and nobody would have ever known. I'm sure girls go missing all the time.
But you said something really important. You had a self awareness and what's going on. And Cameron, this is some, can you teach kids this, to how they can become aware? Because this is really huge what you're talking about. You know, if we can get you into the school system as part of this multifaceted plan to protect our children, protect our society and our community here. Because kids are quick.
Kids get better than we do as adults.
Absolutely.
They do. So, yeah, to take children, especially when you walk in and all of a sudden the classroom becomes dynamic. You know, you bring in handcuffs and duct tape and you're talking about how to get out of situations. You know, you have their full attention. So when you have a child's full attention and all of a sudden you're going to insert little things that are life-saving, that sticks with them.
It does.
It does. And
I remember Spanish from the fourth grade. And I can't remember French from my senior year in high school because it catches you in that early mind thing. And
two instances recently that just kind of caught me that were a little alarming. I saw a girl on her bike. It was dark. It might have been we were coming home from an event or something in separate cars. She was and she had her cell phone on, so you could see the light from her cell phone. She was riding her bike through the lights, through the stop signs. And I thought, I wonder, you know, it could be that she's coming home from her friend's house, or it could be maybe she was homeless, because even homeless have, you know, phones. And I just was wondering what her story was. Another girl, I was at the mall, and I just saw this gal that was walking with her slippers on. You know, I know that's kind of supposedly cool. I don't know who started that. But, you know, just in kind of a disheveled attire and walking through the mall, I know that as teens we have to watch our complexion, but she looked really, lost. Her whole demeanor was lost, and she was on the cell phone kind of walking through the mall. I just wanted to, who are you? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you talking to? What's happening at home?
Could you imagine if we became a community that actually became concerned with others the way we were concerned about ourselves, and we wanted to get to know the people? We would find out that everyone has a backstory, and everyone wants help. That's the thing. Everyone wants help because we don't know how to do this on our own. We need people. This city is so filled with people that are skilled. A lot of people move here from outside Shasta County, and they bring something that they can offer to the community. And so it's compassion, it's grace, it's education, it's all these things that can really help us win this war on crime and the things that are happening to our community.
But we've got to work together. And Cameron, you've got a great program, and you know, we'll support this as much as we can. And we'll bring you back. We'll bring you back when we can do a whole hour with you, and it's not on my birthday or hers. You know, and we've talked about that. What I try to do is get you in early. So just kind of, again, keep everybody's awareness of what's going on out there. The sex trafficking's going on. Kids are still being molested. We still have to keep our guard up now. And maybe we didn't used to have to do that. But maybe it was always been there. Just we didn't know about it back then because of the lines of communication.
Sure.
We're so, you know, we're limited back there. I personally think it's a lot worse. But we need to protect ourselves here in town, and that's the other thing you teach. Besides self-awareness, and awareness is protection. Cameron's a great guy. Project Taken, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can contact us through projecttaken.com. That's the fastest and easiest way to get a hold of us. They can email us. They can call us.
Okay. Cameron, thanks. You know, I'm sorry we got cut in here.
No,
because of phone calls.
Thank you so much.
We get back, and we all get back because I know you're leaving too.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for what you do on the fires. In case you didn't know it, Cameron fights fires up here, drives a bulldozer out there on the fire lines, which is not easy. So, okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
You bet, Carl and Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Mom and Dad, thanks a lot. You know what?
I have a whole bunch of bunch more. So we'll talk to you later.
Okay, see you soon.
All right, so that was my that's my mom and dad. They're also going on the cruise with us. My mom just turned 81. My dad's 83. Whippersnappers.
Good morning, Susan.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank
you. Happy 39th birthday. Are you having a great morning?
I'm having a great morning. 39 has never felt better.
Good. Well, make it a great day.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to wish you a happy day.
Oh, next. Thank you so much.
That's Susan Eastman.
Your wife put me up to that on Facebook.
Oh, she's...
Well, yeah, Susan
nobody
Eastman...
would just do it because I'm just a nice guy.
Susan, thanks. And she's also one of our Wells Fargo advisors. I recognize her voice because we hear from her at least once a week from our morning calls.
Yeah, it's time to get you back on again as a co-host, Susan.
Oh, sure. Okay.
All right, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, Cameron Gamble's been on. I guess, how do people get a hold of you one more time, Cameron?
ProjectTaken.com.
ProjectTaken.com and then all the other things he's doing. We'll be right back after these messages. I think we've got the chorus coming in here. Is that right? Okay. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Come sail away with me. Come sail away. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away, away.
Sail away, sail away.
wonderful Northway, Northern Gateway Chorus. The gals, it's an acapella, musical, sizzling summer showcase happening August 9th at the David Marr Theater. We're excited. Please go 7 o'clock p.m. That's August 9th. You're going to hear this kind of music, which is, quite interesting to take, a sick song and turn it into a acapella rendition. So welcome, girls.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's KCNR 1460 if you're just tuning in. First of all, let's say this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, where you can go in and find your nutrition experts, and they have an in-store deli and four nutritionists on staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and rotten organic food. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Shopping Square. Let's, if you guys don't mind, before we do that, let's take a phone call. It's Carl's birthday, so we're singing, we're talking about events, and we're taking calls. Alice and Bob, good morning.
Happy birthday, have a happy birthday. Happy birthday, have a happy day. Do we have a birthday here?
Yes, we have a birthday here.
Birthday here.
Birthday here.
Birthday here.
Birthday here.
Oh, happy birthday, have a happy birthday. Happy birthday, have a happy year.
Way to go, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. If we have a birthday here, yes, we have a birthday here. Birthday here, birthday there. Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Alice and Bob.
Have a great day, Carl.
Thank you. Hey, looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We're getting close.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Alice and Bob are also, we're cruising with them along on the British Isle cruise, where 29 of our great friends are leaving, and that's going to be a blast. Okay, with us this morning, you just heard these four fabulous women. How about you introducing yourselves?
I'd love to. I'm Donna. I'm singing lead today. We have Karen singing baritone. We have Mary singing bass, and we have Kim singing tenor.
So that note that you held, Miss Tenor.
Yes.
How long was that? How many bars was that?
Oh,
Yeah, about a page. You know, and Mary had one of those at the end. So,
My goodness. And
it's easier when you've got 33 women singing because you can sneak in a quartet. There's no place to sneak and catch a breath when you need one. So that was pretty optimistic for this early in the morning.
I'm very, very proud of you because that is, when you can have that kind of breath control first thing in the morning, it's fantastic, and then be able to hold out notes. Now, tell us about your showcase. I know you guys just got an award last year, correct?
Yes, we actually usually do an annual show, but it's been a couple years for us. We've been pretty busy going to the international competition for Sweet Adelines, the Mid-Size Chorus Harmony Classic in Honolulu, Hawaii. So we've been focusing on that the last couple years and had a great time in Hawaii with 53 of us on stage and just had a blast. So, but now we're back to business and excited about bringing a showcase to our Reading audience.
Okay, David Marr Theater is it's a wonderful theater, by the way, too.
Oh, we love it there, yeah.
You'll have plenty of space. Now, I'm looking at a photo here with how many people in this chorus? How many women?
That was our Hawaii picture you're looking at there. There were 53 of us on stage. We are teamed up with the Medford Sweet Adelines Chorus and Southern Oregon Sound Chorus. So we've got a bunch of them coming down to sing with us. And also a men's quartet from Medford. You'll see a funny looking picture of them there. They're a harmony, or they're a comedy quartet.
They're dressed like chickens.
They're dressed like chickens, yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what that's all going to be about. We'll find out. They've sung all over. They just got back from a tour in the Cook Islands. They're pretty much famous in their own community there. And so we're excited to bring them down.
Are they called the chicken parts?
Chick magnets, I think they are. Yeah, they call themselves, and
they're called tone deaf.
Their name is called tone deaf, but they sing really well. And then we also have our Region 12, which is the Northern California region of Sweet Adelines, and now goes into Southern Oregon too, and Reno, and actually Hawaii as a part of our region. And then our director Martha Segura sings in a quartet that has taken first place with their quartet. So their quartet Rogue is going to be featured in our show as well. So it's going to be an evening of harmony and fun, and I hope everybody's going to come out and enjoy
it. Okay, so how do we get tickets? They're $15 each. Great night of entertainment. Yeah, this also helps support, your future concerts when you travel and that kind of thing. And I know that you guys usually come through when it comes to singing love songs for anniversary, for Valentine's Day, and you do singing. The Sweet Adelines do that as well.
Yes, and this year we're also going to be doing Christmas Grams, and we're going to be having a Christmas show as well. So you can look at our website for details on that as we get that put together, northerngatewaychorus.org.
Okay, is that where you can get tickets for the show this Saturday night?
Uh-huh. Yes, Cascade Theater is pre-selling tickets if you want to go there, or there will be tickets available at the door. Just show up. We are also offering a discount for students and military and seniors for $12.
So like it.
If you admit to being either one of those, then you can get in.
I like it. The North State, good old North State. Well, this is the Northern Gateway Chorus. And so you have another song that you're going to do for us. As you remember, today's Carl's birthday. So this will be in your serenade, your special serenade today, Carl.
Okay, they're talking about it right now, and so this is what we call dead air. So we're
going to
come.
No,
I'm just going to talk until you're ready. Okay, okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Let's sing a song. Let's ring a song. Let harmony be true. Come join the crowd. Sing long and loud, like the chord busters do. Let's bust a chord, a good old major chord, with some ringing harmony. Come on and join the fun, we'll bust a minor one, as we warble merrily. Let's sing it through again, and then we'll all chime in. It'll make your heart feel light. You'll be hoarse tomorrow, but forget your sorrow while we bust a chord tonight.
Hey. Hey.
You're going to bust the chord tonight,
yeah.
Carl. You don't know it
bust
yet.
The chord
and
tonight.
We actually have one more song
okay.
for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, thank you very, very much.
It's our Northern with you.
Oh, thank you. Northern Gateway Chorus, and plus in the Southern Oregon Sound Courses, all here on August the 9th, this Saturday.
This Saturday night.
7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater. You can get tickets at the door, or you can get them early at the Cascade Theater. And it's got Region 12 Champions. It's got the Tone Deaf Quartet from Southern Oregon, who are dressed up like chickens right now. General seating, $15. Seniors, students, and military for 12, and children under 6 free. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, you know, as we go on with today's show, we're going to Dr. Piyush Dhanuk is coming in here. He's going to talk about immigration and somewhat more of a serious note, I imagine, when we get into it. But the you know, it's birthday. You know, what can I say? You know,
you know
it never goes the same. You know, I was looking for a quiet birthday. You know, with Linda around, that's like, yeah, that's, you know, here come the fireworks now.
The only thing that would have made this better, Carl, is if it were tomorrow and we had a hump day birthday.
Oh, you know, hump.
The camel could come in and sing.
Yeah, we could have had, you know, which, by the way, people really like that camel thing. You know, you guys get tired of it, but the camels are big. You know, Cameron Gamble that was here earlier, a lot of great things he's saying. There's a lot of things happening around our community. In fact, leaving for a little bit is one of those things.
And one more quick call here. Oh. Good morning. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Carl. Happy birthday.
Hello, Barbara. How's my favorite girl?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just peachy. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and kind of chime in. As your sister said, you're only 45. You look terrific. Just look terrific.
Yeah,
and only your sister would know. I mean, she's the smart one in the family, right?
My sister would never lie. She's a lawyer. So
but that's true. And that's a joke.
Thanks so much, Barbara. We got to run.
Okay, honey. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A U.S. official says about a dozen of the victims of an Afghan insider attack today were Americans. One Afghan National Army soldier, Mohammed Nasser, talked to the press about the attack afterwards. One official says many details of the attack are still emerging and could change. President Obama today is set to address the U.S.-Africa summit in Washington, which has brought together nearly 50 African heads of state. And we get more from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
In the president's remarks this afternoon, he'll announce $14 billion in commitments by American businesses to invest in the continent of Africa. He'll be addressing the U.S.-Africa Business Forum, which aims to find ways to boost economic ties between the two continents. The White House says the investments include industries like construction, banking, information technology, and energy.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the second American aid worker who was recently diagnosed with Ebola in West Africa has arrived back in the United States. Jeremy Reitbull is the son of Ebola patient Nancy Reitbull and says his parents felt they were called to help the people in Liberia as Christian missionaries.
Ultimately, that was where God was calling them, that was the place that they should go and serve and utilize their life for the sake of those in need and ultimately for the sake of Christ and his church.
Reitbull to be treated in a special isolation unit at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The National Hurricane Center says Bertha is a hurricane no longer.
Bertha is now a tropical storm and is located about 475 miles west of Bermuda. It's moving toward the north-northeast now at a relatively quick pace at 22 miles per hour.
That's Hurricane Specialist Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling in early trading. Right now it's down nearly 60 points, and this is SRN News.
Where God, free will, and love were outlawed. One person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters August 15th. More information at Walden.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
More than a dozen members of Congress are urging the Food and Drug Administration to step up efforts to keep electronic cigarettes away from children.
The FDA is working on a formal rule to bring the e-cigarette industry under its regulatory authority, but a final rule could be months away. In a letter to FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg, members of the Senate say marketing to children, e-cigarette flavorings, and online sales must be confronted now. E-cigarette companies insist they do not market to children, but lawmakers do not buy that argument. They point to the use of cartoons and celebrities in advertisements, as well as flavorings like cotton candy, Jolly Rancher, and Kool-Aid. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
U.S. home prices rose in June by the smallest year-over-year amount in 20 months. The increase slowed by the modest sales and more properties coming onto the market. Data provider CoreLogic says prices were up about 7.5% in June compared to 12 months ago. This is SRN News. Officials hope humid conditions will aid firefighters battling a pair of wildfires burning in Northern California that have scorched more than 100 square miles and are menacing a small town. Susanville Interagency Fire Center spokesman Jeff Fontana.
We benefited today from higher humidities and lower temperatures, so that helped moderate fire behavior somewhat.
Now, that was his assessment as of late last night, and they were monitoring those weather conditions moving into the morning hours there. In a different part of California, to the south, it is mudslides. After some heavy rains, it caused problems for people like Veronica Carafo.
No sooner did we get up to our car, we saw the whole river coming down of boulders and trees.
Well, San Bernardino County fire officials say one body was found in a car that was swept away by those torrential rains into a rain-swollen creek in the Mount Baldy area and overturned. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
In our hearts.
Happy birthday to you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. I guess, having the Marilyn Monroe sing Happy Birthday to Mr. President is I just wanted a quiet day. I've already lost completely control of that, and that started this morning. Anyway, hey, welcome back to our show. It is 8:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Cameron Middleton.
Good morning, Carl. Markets are down this morning following a lower close to Asian markets and news of Carl's birthday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 71 points to 16,498. The NASDAQ is down 12 points to 43,71. And the S&P 500 is down 5 points to 1933. Oil is down 50 cents a gallon, a barrel to 97.80. Gold is down $3.25 to $12.84 an ounce, and silver is down 35 cents to $19.81 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury has slipped up slightly to 2.51%, and advancing stocks today include U.S. Cellular Corp up $4.21 to $37.82. Avis Budget up $2.55 to $60.67, and Whole Foods up $1.77 to $39.71 a share. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Cameron, are you really saying is that the market's dropped because it's my birthday?
Probably only a few of those points, but I'm sure it's that.
You know, here's the joy and the sorrow of living in a town where people know you. Thanks a lot, Cameron.
You bet, Carl. Happy birthday.
You bet. Thank you, buddy. This portion of the show is, of course, that was Cameron Middleton from our Wells Fargo Advisors. With Wells Fargo Advisors, here's one of the things about it. You get to know your advisor like this. You can look them in the eyes, across the table or sitting down over lunch, or when you head on down to their offices on Park Marina Drive. They want what's best for you. Of course they do, because they're your neighbors. They're going to see you all the time. So they want to make the right investments. They want you to make the right investments. So wouldn't it be better to do it with people you know and people you trust than somebody over a phone you have no idea who they are? And you know what? And frankly, is your best interest what they have in mind? Well, Wells Fargo Advisors have your best interest in mind. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then head on down to their office, Park Marina Drive. Okay. Our guest, looks like he's running just a couple minutes late, Dr. Danuka. Anyway, other things that are going on here, talking about, the meeting last night, and it was an information meeting and a debate over Turtle Bay. And, the question is, and both sides had some good points. And, somebody said to me, he said, well, you're talking about views and, about what the future could be envisioned. But you don't have those hard numbers, but the hard numbers are there. But the point is if you don't have a vision of what's happening in our city and in our, in our area for the future, then who does? You've got to have a vision and you've got to say it. Now, there's a lot of questions there's a lot of questions obviously from people. And again, like I said earlier, there's a deep distrust for the McConnell Foundation, which, I haven't lived here long enough, I guess, but that question was asked is why is the distrust there? Why is the whole thing tied to the fact that they're saying is that they don't trust what's going to happen with what Turtle Bay is saying? They trust Turtle Bay, but they don't trust McConnell's. Foundation, not McConnell's, but the Mount McConnell Foundation. And that's an interesting, it's an interesting aspect. But here's the question, my friends, and this is where you come on either yes or no on B. And I'm not, you know, I know how I feel, but I'm not going to tell you how to vote, because what I was there for was for people to get information and, you know, to get as much information out as possible. And then you make up your own mind on it. You know, Tom Corrado and Red Smith, great guys. I like both of them. We're just on opposite sides on this. But my question is what happens if it doesn't pass? We've turned down Churn Creek. We've turned down auto malls. We've turned down equestrian facilities. At what point do we say, yes, it's time to move forward? And where do we want to be 10 years from now? Do we want to have the museum fail? Do we believe that the money should just be ponied up by the McConnell Foundation? You shouldn't give public money to the museum. Okay, I'm all for that. But what about the other side of it? What about the, if they can't take public money, can they take private money? Anyway, good points, but we're going to have Tom Corrado and Red Smith on, and Red's got his own show anyway, to talk about this in the future. And because I know they both care about what's happening to our city and our people. But we've got to work this out. There's something else we have to work out, just like we as a community have to work out this crime problem that we have. So, okay. We've got a lot of things, I think, going on today, but let's go to the
phone. Good morning. Let's go to the phones. Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Grandpa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grandpa. Happy birthday to you. Cha-cha-cha.
My daughter Jennifer and my beautiful grandchildren Ashlyn and Michael.
So here you
cha cha cha. You can tell where all the family voice, where all the singing ability in our family came from. If you heard me sing, then you would know it's. I have strong genes, and
that
I have passed
so nice.
Them straight down.
Now they call from Albuquerque, Jennifer. That's so cool, Jennifer and Ashlyn and Mikey.
Hey, I love you.
We don't sing very well, but that's okay.
But it's, you know what, it's the thought that counts, right? I can't sing well, but I sing loud. So,
yeah. Well, we do that too here.
Hey, you know, thank you so much for calling, hon.
So,
you're welcome. I want you guys to have a great day. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
So much for the quiet birthday.
No. Thanks for calling,
Jennifer. I love you, Ashlyn. I love you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Love you guys.
So you've had your sister call you from Tennessee. You've had your daughter and grandkids call from Albuquerque. You've had my parents call you from Sacramento. And friends calling you all morning long to wish you happy birthday. Do you feel complete?
Oh, well, yes.
I haven't serenaded you yet.
You haven't serenaded me yet.
I will.
We have Dr. Payush Danukas here.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Hello, my friend. You know what? This is a good day. I'm glad you're here.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Should I sing for you?
No.
You have a sneaky suspicion that you'll turn away your audience.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking. I think we want to talk. Well, we're going to talk about a number of things, but immigration is going to be one of them. I want to talk about that. And then, of course, some of the things we're seeing in the VA system, because you are in the VA system. And I heard some really good things about you, by the way. And Kate, I mean, seriously.
Must be talking to my mother.
Well, she did call in. Did she call you and wish you a happy birthday? Well, she did me too. So I thought it was cool. Hey, look, we got to take a break here, but this portion of our show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know what? Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. So, in other words, a class, if you're not sure which type of pistol you want to use or buy, he's going to provide a pistol for you so you can get you through the class and you can get yourself on the list to be interviewed by Sheriff Tom Basinkle's people. But anyway, give him a call at 999-1822 or check online at readingccw.com. I teach for Northern Firearms Instruction on a periodic basis there. And, in fact, our guest has been through there.
Well, I have my wife, my daughter have been through those classes, and we simply love it.
Yeah, Ted does a good job.
Introduced us to the AMS, and Carl has trained us and has steadily improved our capabilities.
Yeah, you know, and that's the bottom line. If you're going to carry, you got to be able to carry. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Dr. Payees Dunuk is our guest.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I want you to know that I used to open my show with this song. Let's see if we can get, like, the first lyrics here. Is this just a bump, Bob? Or are we going into the song? Wait, it's the Pointer Sisters.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen.
Woo!
Tonight we'll put all of the things.
Happy birthday, baby! 8:18 in the morning here on Casey and our 1460. Yes, we're gonna get serious here, but first let's talk about one of our great sponsors, Alliance Heating and Air. And boy, it's a serious matter when you know if your air conditioning or heating goes out when you need it the most. So call the experts at 221-2642. They work on every make and model. Give them a call. Alliance Heating and Air. This
Linda,
morning.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Yeah, put Dr. McConnell on speed dial.
Oh, Dr. McConnell on speed dial.
A heart surgeon, you know.
What? I'm not sure. I'm slow today. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Anyway.
Sounds like you have an interesting day planned. Oh. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Hey, our guest is Dr. Paige Danuka, who's coming in.
Oh, yes. I have his heart pills packed.
I don't have heart pills. First of all, I don't have heart pills. You know what? Dr. Danuka, whose birthday, by the way, is August 7th.
Happy
birthday,
birthday
to you.
Yeah.
Another Leo. You and I, Leo's voice muse.
Get along. Man's man.
Also Barack Obama and Bill Clinton.
I don't know about that.
But they're both left-handed. Okay. I don't know. Does that mean anything?
Leos are really good people, except two of them.
I like us. If I believed in that, I would like it. Hey, okay, Dr.
So happy
Danuka,
birthday, early birthday.
You came in last month, and you were talking about the VA, and you've gone into the VA, and you have helped them catch up on their cases in the gastrointestinal type areas where there was a backup there, but you've come in there, and according to the head of the VA clinic here, you've just done a. I just want to do a shout out. You've just done a magnificent job, you said, in catching them up and helping the veterans like you have. And so I'd like to do a shout out for you.
Thank you.
It's more than a job for you. I understand that. You didn't have to do this.
I feel that as part of community, we owe it to the veterans who have given so much to us. That's the least we can do.
Well, you know, I think that sometimes that it's when the war has, you know, worn on people and they, you know, frankly, they're on to other things that they just let it go. What's happening in our military is horrible. And I didn't mean to get into that because we've got other things to talk about. But when they send out pink slips. And I already wrote about it once about captains getting pink slips. Now they're giving majors pink slips that are in combat. Hey, we're firing you. So try to stay alive until you get back. So we can fire you. I mean, this is just absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, and for me, it's almost criminal. If it's done the way that they're saying it's being done, that they're handing these out and that, you know, you've got 6 to 9 months. You know, not that you get back, then you get another year or something to get yourself situated and get yourself back from combat. But you're having to get out right there. I mean, it's just, I mean, what are they possibly thinking?
I am not aware of that, but that sounds wrong in many ways. That's really sad if that's happening. I strongly feel, especially most of these kids who go to combat or go to serve are very young. They're mostly in their teens, late teens or early 20s. And we owe it to them to keep our promise to them as they keep their promise to us. And war is not easy. War is not beautiful. War is ugly.
Yes.
Whether you win or lose, whether you kill or you survive, it's ugly. It leaves scars on your heart and your mind, which nobody can see. They're worse than the body scars. And it's imperative that we, at least we don't break our promise to them, if nothing more. So that has been a real issue for me, and that's why I agreed to try to bring up the backlog at VA along with a couple of my other colleagues who really helped me out in this. And I must say that our local VA, which I dealt with, I never dealt with anyone outside our local system, and they have bent backwards. They have gone out of their way to help that happen. They have really tried their best within the constraints. They're almost, I feel that they're straitjacketed by the system, but they have tried their best. And we discussed this last year. Probably our VA is different than a VA, let's say, at Phoenix or Oakland. And I will repeat that, what I said last year, is probably because when you live in a community, you look into people's eyes, you shake their hand, you give them a hug, you see them outside your medical practice or your business, on the street, in Costco, or wherever you meet them, you feel a human connection with them. You feel an empathy when you look into their eyes and touch their hand. That empathy is critical for us to serve our fellow human beings. That human connection is all about human connection. For me, that's the ultimate thing in this world. Otherwise, what are we? We are nothing. We are speck of dust, which will go become part of speck of dust again. Whatever time we have on this earth is defined by that human connection. But when it becomes too big, it becomes too distant. When farther away, as you always say, farther away you go from flagpole. So in these big places, when the machine is too big, it becomes a heartless, soulless human machine. It loses human soul and everybody becomes a number. They stop being people. And system breaks down. Because only thing they care about is numbers look good or not. To satisfy my superior, numbers look good or not to keep my job or to keep my small bonus. VA hardly has any bonus. Small bonuses. I wish VA invested more in its employees and more in its people than in the equipment or the buildings. It rewarded more to their hardworking employees. But even a hardworking employee there will get disheartened and disillusioned because of the system. And that brings me back, if you want to talk about what has changed since last month in VA system, one of the things which Congress has done, and they have really, I would say, washed their hands of the problem by saying, hey, we give you $17 billion here, and you fix it. Wait a second. What Congress has done here is washed their hands off veterans. They have claimed that we have done whatever we can. If people don't run it right, it's their fault. And as we repeated last time, again, I'll repeat it again. It's not fault of General Shezinski. It's not fault of one administrator. It's a whole machine. Anything too big becomes too big to function properly.
And it becomes very, very, very impersonal.
Very impersonal.
They're no longer veterans. They're just a computer tape.
They're computer digit bytes.
Right. They're just bytes, bits and bytes.
Bits and bytes.
Right.
And then you just manipulate that to look good.
And that's what's happened. And it gets that big. You have people in there that they genuinely don't care, and many of them generally don't care that those bits and bytes are people that have served our country. They're there to manipulate it. So that one, makes them look good so they can get promoted. And I'm not saying, of course, they're not in all cases, but we've had enough of them.
Yeah.
That this is, they've come up in the system, and the system is a bureaucratic, impersonal system that they become successes in.
And Carl, I would add to this, even a good person, it's not that these administrators are bad to begin with. It's not that people are bad to begin with. Even a good person in that system will lose the human soul. Because there is no human connection. They're only talking about bits and bytes and numbers. Numbers rule and people will suffer. What I find really, really sad is that I was hoping this ugly episode will shake the soul of the country and in turn will force our Congress and presidents and executive body to act and fundamentally transform it. Unfortunately, what they have done is thrown more money on it and wash their hands off. Do we really believe that $17 billion will make the situation improve? As we discussed last time, VA's medical fund is almost $55 billion a year. They serve almost 5 million or so veterans. Not everyone gets their care from VA system.
Right.
So that translates into $10,000-$11,000 per year per veteran. And for that money, you can buy the top-of-the-line medical insurance with all the out-of-pocket expenses included in that, and you can get your care anywhere in the country from any doctor you want, pretty much.
Just by spending that money.
Just by spending that money.
If that was given to the veterans instead of going into all the bureaucracy to keep it moving.
Exactly.
And then how much of that $17 billion? They say, we're going to hire some doctors. Well, the question is, as one of our doctors said, or Dr. McConnell says, where are you going to find these doctors from? I mean, we're already pushed out here already, and so where are you going to find these doctors from?
Yep.
You know?
And the thing is, other thing they have is, they have a problem with the capitalistic model. They don't believe in providing rewards according to incentives. So if the salaries are fixed and capped, it doesn't matter whether you work harder or you work better. The difference in your salary is not much. So why would any hardworking, motivated, innovative physician would like to work for that? And an administrator has a tough job recruiting one because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Our VA administrator, I know, I try to help them. I try to recruit some GIs for them, and they have, our administrator here, Don Black, he came to me and he said, you know, and he was trying his best to figure out how to recruit someone. It's so difficult.
It is. It's difficult, and you talk about ones that are leaving the practices and all this. I mean, it's getting tough out there to find a doctor, and then it's got the whole mindset of government has got to change.
It's capital,
and
is it,
you know, and people. Once somebody wrote, so, "Oh, that, you know, have you gone for big government?" Absolutely not. Government is only supposed to do a couple of things in life, and one of them is to protect us.
Yes.
And one's protect the borders, but then public safety and protect our borders, and you do that with the military, and so. That part to me is okay. So you protect our country, our way of life, and the ones that fight for that, sign up to fight, whether they're in combat or not, you take care of them. That's the deal. That's the deal. Everything after that needs to be, you know, everything comes after those two things. Now, and we've got to take a break here, is that the fact is that you've advocated just the whole VA going away. The whole system. If you're going to spend this much money, why don't you could spend less money, give the money to the veterans that, as they get out or they're out there on, you know, and you can say, okay, this is going to be used. Just don't hand it to them. I guess you could, but just don't hand it. Say, okay, it's to be used for your medical care. And it's this much a month. And there isn't one of them that couldn't get a gold-plated plan with all deductibles and everything for this much money.
Yeah. Just pay directly to the insurance for that.
Right. Okay. Hey, our guest today is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and that's how we call you. We just fixed VA. Now let's go out and let's fix the let's fix the border crisis when you come back. Carl Lindebaugh at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends at 555 Cypress Avenue. And you know what? If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, don't go any further than that 555 Cypress Avenue. They're your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Nothing but great deals from your neighbors. Give them a call, 223-2177. We'll be right back after these messages.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Lane Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330, with offices in Redding, Chico, and Mount Shasta. We welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 09-88.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning, August the 5th. 67 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 90s. Weather's always brought to you by, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, you just got to love the places you go to get your haircut. You know, I like it. It's the Cheers of barbershops down there with DC Tim and Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold there, right across from the subway and the Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens Avenue. Go on down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Our guest is Dr. Pius Danuka, who just solved the VA problem by saying, "This just, you know what, frankly, just, if you want to spend that much money on a problem, just why don't you let the people give the money to the people."
It's become almost like a reminder
of
too big to fail. Reminder of the big banks, they did bad things. So what do? Give the big banks more money. Why can't we give the money directly to the people? What wrong have the veterans done to deserve a different treatment than the other government employees or the congressmen get? They get their own private insurance.
Yeah.
So why can't they get it?
They don't think there's anything wrong to give a pink slip to some man in combat. Do you hear them standing up? I've got a question in the Congressman Lamoff. What do you think about that, Doug?
Let me repeat this also, which I said last time also, that we are not doing any favor to the veterans by providing health care. You have to remember that. This is nothing but a deferred compensation. There was a contract these kids agreed to. They signed up because, and we said, we are going to take care of your health care. So we are not doing any favor to them by providing health care.
That's not
and
fair.
If someone says that or makes the veterans feel that way, I strongly urge veterans to stand up and say, "You're not doing any favor to me. Okay, this is my right."
It's an earned right. Just like if you work for any company that said,
exactly,
"Hey, we're going to take care of your health care."
So
it's the same thing.
It's a deferred compensation. Yeah. They could have paid more earlier and kept the money and be richer today if they were not given this deferred compensation. But we must leave more and more of people's earning with people. What the system is doing is they're keeping their money for years and years and promising to pay them back later in the way of health care, and they are coming short on that. What I have a problem with is this pretense of providing care and not doing it right. Rather than that, we need to let them keep their money either at the front end or give it to them at the back end by providing the money directly for insurance buying, so that they're not dependent on this.
And you can't do it both ways. You can't take it from the front end and from the back end, because that's not fair. And it's not what people signed up for. You don't sign up for medical care. Frankly, when I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1970, I didn't think about retirement. I didn't think about retirement at all.
Exactly.
The only thing I thought about, okay, I'm in, and then it's into OCS. You don't think about retirement. You don't think about retirement until almost it's time. I mean, you're getting around that time, and you're thinking, in most cases, I mean, there's probably some people. Anyway, but most everybody I know, they didn't come in for the retirement,
exactly,
because your life expectancy was up in the air a lot of times. So you come in to defend your country, to serve your country. It's an honor. It's a service to your country. But
that's
on
a
the other
agreement.
Hand, that's the commitment. That's
government
the commitment that I make to my country. But my country's already made a commitment to me too. That says, you get injured, we're going to take care of you.
Yes.
You know, and we're going to take care of you and give you the very best medical care and attention we can do. And they haven't lived up to that end of it.
And if as a country we don't live up to our commitment, what kind of country we are. What I also would like to add is, and I think the reason people don't want to do that is because the elites and the government people who control the whole system, they don't want to let their grip on the control slip away. If they leave the people with their money, if they leave the veterans with the private insurance, imagine how much control they will lose on these veterans. Because healthcare becomes, in old age especially, becomes an important issue. Yeah. Now, you have all the records on the veterans, you have their social securities, you have their health, medical issues. So they are controlled by the government, and the government doesn't want to let go of it.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. I just noticed that we have somebody calling here. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl.
Oh, it's Trish. It's my Thursday morning, sweetie.
Yeah, I had to call. I mean, you reminded me last Thursday this was your birthday. I can't forget.
Well, I was expecting a present, but you know, phone call is just as good.
Well, it's tough to deliver a present over the line.
Oh, nice,
Trish. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Trish.
Trish is always the voice here on Thursday morning. So, you make Carl's day.
And in fact, can I make the announcement that Trish is going to do a whole week here, and her co-host.
Co-host.
It's her co-host. It's your show. But your co-host is Ken Murray.
We're going to have a great week.
I'm getting a whip in a chair.
Yeah, and Bob's getting a whip in a chair, and we've also got the hotline.
I'm not sure Danuka knows Ken Murray, but he'll have a blast when he gets to hear this guy on the air sparring with you, Trish.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a fun week. And I appreciate the whip and chair.
Well, you know what? We've also got, and we also have some great people. Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent are going to be sitting in for us. A number of people are going to be sitting in. But that one week is, I'm glad it's archived so I can come back and listen to it. You know, if the FCC hasn't canceled our license totally.
I was going to say, yeah, if you're still on the station by the time you get back.
And I'm going to have you all signed certain things that says if I get taken off the air and it's your fault that you buy the station.
There's an angry mob with pitchforks and torches standing out in the street.
Bob has got his hand hovering over the delay dump. It's called delay and dump. So he's had his hand right over there.
Anyway. Hey, Trish, thank you so much. I so much appreciate, Linda and I so much appreciate what you
Trish
do with
a real,
us.
Trish is a class act, I'll tell you.
Okay, and what you do for
you
our community.
Have a great day and a better year.
All right. Thanks so much, Trish.
Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Hey,
I love her.
Our guest is Dr. Pius Danuk, and we talked about the VA in this. Let's shift. We've got about 20 more minutes here, not counting commercials. The border. You and your family and have immigrated to our country.
Legally. Through the system.
You love this country. What do you think about what's going on the border?
So, really, you have to put me in the hot seat, right?
Oh,
because yesterday when Carl emailed me, okay, what are you going to talk about? I said, and he said, it's my birthday. I said, Carl, you decide. So you have to talk about immigration, right? Put me in a hot seat.
Well, I think I saw the word immigration came out on yours. What do you want to talk about? You said immigration? I thought, okay, yeah, I do want to talk. Because you are somebody that's come through the system. Plus, I have another friend that sent me some birthday wishes who was an English officer in the English Navy. Plus, he was an instructor at our Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. Plus, worked with me. The guy's got – he's got clearances all the way. I mean, so far, we can't even talk about the clearances he has. Took him 5 years to get into this country.
A lot of money
and had to go back. And you know what you run into before he's here now. So what do you think about immigration?
So immigration has become the wedge in our society right now. Along with a couple of other issues, race or abortion, it has become that issue that
You said wedge. That's a good description.
That people have used to mobilize the emotions against primarily the Republicans. That they have used this issue to flagellate Republicans, saying that they are anti-immigrants, they are racists. So this is an issue which has really, really affected our politics and has really hamstrung half the country in making any progress. So if you say anything else, whether it's economy or whether it's job related, whether it's freedom related, whether it is regulation related, well, you can't really be right because you're racist, you're anti-immigrant. That's how Tea Party has been colored. So this is an issue which is extremely sensitive issue, and we have to tackle it very carefully so that you don't get painted by people who want to paint you as an racist.
And I find this, and we have to take a quick break and take a phone call too, is that not only are the Republicans getting slashed, and some of them getting hit with this, Obama is getting hammered out there too on the question of immigration. He's down to 30% of the people that think he's doing anything with it, anything right. So, I mean, this is swinging both ways on this thing, is that people are, you know, they're seeing the problems down there, but what's being done? And then the other side is, oh, you're not letting people in. Anyway, let's talk about that when we get back. But first, let's take a phone call. Good morning.
Hello, Carl.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello, Commander.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday from all the submariners in the area and to one Marine, Semper Fi.
You know, Commander, thank you so much. That means a lot to me and from coming from you. And as I said yesterday, is that when we get back, we're going to have you and your bride,
Marianne,
for lunch, and so we can get together. And I'm going to bring you back the I'll bring you back the CD or the DVD on the tattoo, on the military tattoo.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for the thought.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Our guest, Dr. Pius Duduka, we're talking immigration and the border. And, you know, this thing, immigration has taken kind of like, it's starting to overshadow almost everything, even though that there's so many other problems out there. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304 A Pacelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on August 5th, 8:49 in the morning. It's currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like our forecast is calling for 93 today. 40% chance of 40% precipitation right now. Okay, you know that feeling of there's not even a cloud overhang. I mean, it's overcast, and looks like we're going to have temperatures of around 55 tonight. Tomorrow calls for 100 with temperatures around 66, the next day 100. So we are getting into the triple digits according to our national weather forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane Always, where let's see, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer for sure. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Mall's Back to School Resource Expo. This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. featuring programs for children, including drama, robotics, martial arts, gosh, makeup tips, everything. For everybody going back to school, gymnastics, nutrition and health and exercise and so much more, including self-defense classes. And Linda, you're going
to
be there.
It's an expo actually all day from 10 to 6. However, Bob Alonji will be at the helm. I'm going to be broadcasting my show, but it'll be during Bob and Brenda's hour, 12 o'clock. We have five segments on, and they're also, during the show, we've got some great giveaways. Plus, this is what I love about partnerships. In the breaks, we're going to give away family packs for Turtle Bay. So that's going to be happening. I think we got four or five to give away during my show. And then at 1 o'clock, I'm emceeing the fashion show in front of Macy's for all the back to school fashions. You know how we all start to get like, oh, back to school. What am I wearing?
Okay. All this August 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Mount Shasta Mall. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're here talking about immigration. And you're saying, what you're saying, Piyush, is just step back, you know, step back, let the Democrats, we've got to see on the, you know, when we put out Promiso thing, the Promiso where all these people are coming in, and now we're shipping these kids all over the country, or these people. Because, you know, when we say kids, they're not five and below. These are people like 18 and below that we're bringing in here. We're bringing in gangs. We're bringing in people that are, I hope that we're screening them and catching the gangs. I hope we're screening them and catching the ones that have tuberculosis and all these things. And all these other diseases. I mean, especially when you read about Ebola that's coming into the country. So, I mean, what do you mean? Okay, when you say step back.
So, I was addressing the Tea Party earlier this year, and one thing I said to them was, immigration is like a boomerang. Left likes to throw that boomerang at us to hit us. However, if we just step out of its way and don't get hit, it's going to hit them back. They use this to paint us, or the Tea Party people, or anyone on the right, conservatives.
Or anybody that doesn't agree with this. I think this goes across the board.
Exactly,
here.
Exactly. They use this as a mechanism to paint them, their opponents, as racist. Here's the reality. America has been founded on this principle that anyone who wants to work hard can keep the fruit of their labor without the fear of violence or fraud from other people taking it away. And everybody is free and equal here. Equal, not in terms of money, but equal in terms of natural inalienable rights. So equal freedom for everyone is the founding promise of America. And that has attracted people from all over the world for last 200 plus years. And that actually has made America great. We must stick to that principle. And that principle is our guiding light. Use that, and that will clear our path. So, Statue of Liberty and our principle said, give me your tired, your hungry, your huddled masses. And they came from all over the world, and they came with nothing. They were not even educated many times, but they went up in the hierarchy. They went, improved their lot, and they improved the lot of their communities around them. They became part of that. And that's the important part. What's missing from current debate is that. what we are saying right now is that people can come here breaking the law. They don't have to assimilate. They don't have to learn English. They can be promised the welfare, but they don't have to be the responsible citizens who consider themselves as dyed-in-the-wool American. And that's what I have a problem with. Ideally, I would like to see the principle of freedom and equality spread to the entire world. And for me personally, I think there should be no border in our desire to spread that principle everywhere. I would like that principles to be spread in Guatemala, in Nicaragua.
Yeah, Nicaragua. I mean, just saying this, they should have this at home.
They should have
and
that.
Then they wouldn't be coming here.
So.
And so we, I can, you know, you understand why we're a magnet. I understand we're a magnet, but we're losing ourselves here by trying to please everybody and trying to do this is that we're losing ourselves. And I think a lot of it is because of partisan politics. So and that's the sad part.
So what's happening now is we are saying that, okay, these people who are crossing the borders, we have to keep them. But what about the millions and millions, rather actually billions, of people in South Asia or Africa who are really having a terrible life, much worse than what the Central Americans have? Why don't we invite them too then? Let's invite everyone. And
let's just open the borders.
Let's open the borders for
everyone. Let's just make it a united Northern America.
That is exactly what I want to come to. What I want to say is that this border, right now we have on Mexican side, whatever we do, I know we want to defend our border. It's not possible to defend it. The reason it's so long. What I would suggest is we should take over Mexico and Central America all the way to Panama Canal so that we have little border to defend and these people have a better life.
So we just, what, do we just annex them?
Okay.
wasn't that the Mexican-American War back like in 1840s?
So what did Jefferson do? What did Jefferson do? Louisiana Purchase.
He bought it. You're saying we can buy them?
Or let them vote for it. Like Puerto Rico. Let them vote for it. They want to be part of America? Fine, you're most welcome to be 51st, 52nd state. But no welfare for anyone. No welfare for anyone except for the very, 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 very disabled people or children or pregnant women or very, very old people. And no second language will be offered by the government to anyone. Or government will not mandate or force any business to provide second language. You want to be part of America? Learn English. You want to be part of America? Follow the rules. No reward for breaking the rules.
Well, there's I'd like the part about annexing. In fact, there's a lot of people who like to have the whole Northern California area annexed by Texas.
I want that to be state of Jefferson.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? You can be, you know, you can, I think that, I would like to see at least something like that happen. Before we go today, and we've got a couple minutes, I've got to go to the phones here to my, good morning, brother.
Hey there, bro. What's up?
Hey, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Well, thank you for having a good radio channel. I wanted to mention something from yesterday. Had a patient come in that I've known for a while. His name is Major General Richard Kusai.
Oh.
And he's been in the Marines too long, but he was well known for at least one thing other than combat missions. He was the helicopter pilot for Nixon.
Oh.
Wow. And Nixon yesterday, the tapes, the last tapes, I watched a special on that last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
It's a small world.
Small world. Everything comes around and again and again.
So did he have any good stories?
Yeah, just he was telling me stories. He's very modest. He doesn't talk a lot about the things he did. But he can't deny that he's done a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't pick a major general in the Marine Corps for just kind of sitting there.
Well, he was. I poked a sharp stick in his eye, and he said, "I fainted," but he didn't act like it bothered him at all.
This is my brother Steve Thomas, married to my sister Sandy. Okay, he's my brother-in-law because we're not that strange. An ophthalmologist in Chattanooga, and he has strong feelings too about what's happening in the medical care in our country. But you know what? Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for letting me call. I look forward to seeing y'all again soon.
You bet. Thanks so much, Steve. Love you guys.
Love you, Carl, Linda.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Dr. Duca, we're here at the end. We've got like 5 seconds.
I think we need to talk about immigration in a separate topic.
I think we do, too. Absolutely. And we need to bring in some other people in, too. Hey, tomorrow, Hugh and Cry is coming in talking about security in your home, which is important. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
Happy birthday, Carl.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An American two-star general is dead, 15 troops wounded, an attack today on an Afghan military base. The Afghan Defense Ministry blames what it calls a terrorist wearing an Afghan army uniform. The gunman was killed. The Gaza ceasefire is holding so far, supposed to last for 3 days, but analyst Michael Clark says it is tenuous at best.
If there are some rocket attacks or some activity in the remaining tunnels on the Israeli side of the border, then I think even though the Israeli cabinet would prefer the ceasefire to hold for a while, I think Netanyahu is so weak politically that he would have to react.
And while they have withdrawn from the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops remain on the alert, according to Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner.
We are on defensive positions, taking into consideration the ceasefire.